This episode is sponsored by Wayfair. My home is a canvas for expressing myself and what matters to my family, whether it's through art or furniture. Wayfair makes it easy to bring that vision to life with everything home, from sofas and beds to dining sets and decor. We just hung the Sabine metal curved oval mirror in our dining room, and it's like the room took a deep breath and suddenly feels like itself. Every style is welcome in the Wayfairhood. Visit Wayfair.com or get the Wayfair mobile app. That's WAYFAIR.com. Wayfair, every style, every home.
Open the door to big savings with a brand new look with Larson Doors. Now at Menards. Whether you're looking for traditional, modern, or a screen door, Larson storm doors are perfect to enjoy the fresh spring air. They come in over 40 styles of storm doors to choose from. Check out all Larson storm door options in store and find more great deals in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi there, you're listening to the Lazy Genius Podcast. I'm Kendra Adachi, and I'm here to help you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. Today's episode 132, 10 Steps to Creating Your Own Traditions. Last week during the Instagram Live, which you can always take part in by following me at The Lazy Genius on Instagram and hopping on most Thursdays around noon Eastern Time, I shared with you guys that I did not have an episode plan for today. Thankfully, Mrs. K to you had the idea of talking about creating your own family traditions, and several folks seconded that motion, and here we are. I love the idea of being thoughtful and intentional about anything, and traditions definitely fit the bill. So today we're going to walk through 10 steps to creating your own traditions. I'll share some of our family traditions as examples, but this episode isn't so much a list of ideas. Ideas are plentiful in other places. These steps are meant to help you think about the why, how, when, and all the things about your own traditions. Because just giving you ideas will only create stress as you try to add something else to your life, which none of us really need. Instead, you'll be able to think about traditions like a lazy genius and then maybe actually do them. I also want to say up front that this doesn't have to be about family traditions. If you're single, family traditions feel alienating. If your kids have recently moved out, maybe the idea of family traditions, it like makes you sad because your family doesn't look the way it once did. This conversation is all about creating your own traditions, so no matter what your family unit looks like, this conversation is for you. Before we get into the 10 steps, I have very exciting news. I'm often asked, will a swap be available again? Will the meal plan be available again? And if it's worth getting the holiday docket now, even though it's almost September? The answer to all three of those questions is yes. On Black Friday, I am offering all three digital Lazy Genius products for one sale price in the first ever Lazy Genius bundle. Basically, I realize that a lot of you are on tight budgets and struggle to spend money on anything that doesn't feel essential. I get that for real. So as a fun way to participate in the spirit of Black Friday, the swap, which is the Lazy Genius Guide to Decluttering for Life, the meal plan, which is the Lazy Genius Guide to Happy Dinners at Home, and the holiday docket, the Lazy Genius Guide to Celebrating Well, are all available for one discounted price on Black Friday, November 29th, until 8 a.m. Eastern on Saturday the 30th. I'll be sending out two reminder emails to the mailing list about this, so if you want to make sure you get the word on that, join that list at thelazygeniuscollective.com/join or click the link in the profile. That's Instagram. Click the link in the show notes. That's where you need to click the link. I will remind you again in next week's episode two, but I just wanted to give you like a heads up now so you can plan in case you're interested. Okay, so let's walk through the 10 steps to creating your own traditions. Step one, name what matters. Shocker. This is always where you need to start with pretty much anything. If you don't name what matters about your traditions, you're not going to know what to be a genius about and what to be lazy about. For example, a lot of people have a family tradition of getting Christmas photos taken for Christmas cards. Well, we don't send Christmas cards as a family. It's not something we've ever done. And even though we might one day, we aren't this day. That means that adding the tradition of family photos, which is a great thing, to the busiest time of year is not a great thing. It is not being a genius about what matters to us. We can plan to capture our growing family other times of the year and be very lazy about that being a holiday tradition right now. One thing for our family that does matter is participating in our city. We love going to things in our town, seeing people we know on the street at a parade, taking part in this place that we love to call our home. Being an active part in the events of our city matters to us. So we have several family traditions centered around the things in the city, but we have one that's actually coming up in a couple of weeks. It's the first weekend of every December. Our city has something called Winterfest. It begins on Friday night, where much of downtown is shut down to leave the streets open for all kinds of holiday stuff. All the shops stay open. Santa comes. There's like a Santa setup. There are different musical acts like carolers and all kinds of things like spread up and down the street. Food trucks. The last couple of years, they've had a snow machine in the busiest intersection of downtown. It's amazing. It's just the best fun. We always eat an early dinner at the same downtown restaurant and then walk the streets. As our kids have gotten older, we've been able to stay longer. We've also invited another family to join us, and it's now become a family tradition for our two families together to go to Winterfest over the last couple of years, which really helps because then like every kid has a buddy and not just mom or dad, you know, to hang out with as the kids get older. That's really important to remember. And then that actually reminds me of something else that matters, connection. Now that matters to a lot of us. We love having traditions that include other people. Because doing life with other people matters. So for our family, like we always go trick-or-treating with my sister and her family and my parents. We've done that since the kids were tiny. The route gets longer each time, but we've always done that. Now, might that change as the kids age and want to trick-or-treat with their friends? Probably. But for now, it's a family tradition we enjoy because it's prioritizing what matters to us. So step one, and easily the most important step of this whole thing, is name what matters. As you name what matters in your life, you'll be able to name what you'd like to mark and celebrate every single year. Step two, consider what you already do. You likely have traditions you love, but in the kind of haze of like trying to have more or be better at them, you might have forgotten what you already have. So take a second and maybe even write down what traditions you already do. I already mentioned Winterfest, which I didn't even mention the rest of it, which is a holiday parade that Saturday morning, and then something called Candlefest that Saturday night, where an entire public park is lined with luminaries. It's so pretty, something we love doing. That weekend, in fact, is our family's opening ceremony to the Christmas season. It's possibly my favorite weekend of the entire year. Other traditions that we already do. We do a corn maze and a hayride, stuff like that every October. We put up our Christmas decorations the Sunday after Thanksgiving. I have business traditions. Not everything's family related. I get together with two different groups of women once a year for a weekend of work and processing and rest with friends who do the same work that I do. We as a family go out for hamburgers on the night before the first day of school. We watch fireworks with friends every 4th of July. The birthday boy or girl in our house gets to choose what we eat all week, the week of their birthday. It's tradition, right? That's a lot of beautiful tradition. When you list out all the things you likely already do, it puts the desire for creating new traditions into perspective. Enjoying what you have will have a lot of impact on choosing what else you want to do. You might not feel the pull to create a bunch of new things anyway. Step three, consider what you can repeat. Think about things you've done this past year that were really meaningful or fun or both. What is something you did to mark a certain time of your life or season or maybe just something completely random? Is that something you would like to repeat? Traditions are really just a choice to repeat something. So if you've done something you really loved, consider repeating it. That might be the start of a new tradition. I know that's really simple, but man, do we just forget simple things? Step four, start small. You know that, don't you? We talk about that a lot. If you try and sketch out a bunch of elaborate traditions, especially during this time of year, you will lose your mind. Nothing will happen the way you want it to because big and grand often fall apart unless they're built small, step by step. So start small. Maybe creating your own traditions means starting small with what you already do and just enjoying that. Maybe instead of creating a tradition of like getting new pajamas and then making hot chocolate for the car, and driving to see all the Christmas lights on Christmas Eve with like a great holiday playlist in the car, and then you come home and watch a movie after. Maybe you just start with the pajamas, or start with the lights, or start with a movie. Start small. Start with one thing. You have time to build, but often the small things are the most meaningful anyway.
This episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Recently, I was driving the middle school carpool, and the two eighth graders were talking about how they had to take a foreign language in high school next year. One of them said, "Man, why do we have to take a class? Can't we just use Rosetta Stone? That thing works great." And while I tend to stay quiet during carpool, I did pipe up from the front. It really is, right? Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It is available on desktop or can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the Lazy Genius podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/genius. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/genius today. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I am a big-time verbal processor. Sometimes I don't know what I actually think about a situation until I say it out loud. And while I have lots of kind and trustworthy relationships in my life, there is one place that always feels safe no matter what I need to say, and that's when I'm talking to my therapist. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/thelazygenius today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/thelazygenius. This episode is sponsored by Squarespace. Hosting the show and running the Lazy Genius Collective is very much a full-time job squeezed into part-time hours. Thankfully, I have found some ways to Lazy Genius my work, including using Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. You can secure a domain, create a site with the all-new guided Squarespace blueprint, and activate easy-to-use payment tools all in one spot. And with Squarespace AI and integrated optimized SEO tools, you can polish what you want to say and get it in front of your people. My team and I just revamped our Squarespace site at the beginning of the year, and I'm still obsessed. It not only looks great, it's easy to navigate as a visitor and as an admin. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/lazygenius to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. This episode is sponsored by Olive & June. I found Olive & June in 2020 when we were all looking for new hobbies and things to do. Well, now, almost 4 years later, doing my nails at home with my daughter Annie and Olive & June's Manny system is still one of the things I look forward to every week. Olive & June makes it easy to get a salon-worthy manicure from the comfort of your home. The Manny system has everything you need in one box, salon-grade tools designed just for DIY, and your choice of 6 polish colors. And y'all, the colors they make are stunning. Annie and I just tried out their new colors for Valentine's Day. I'm wearing Love Note, a sparkly nude that matches my skin tone, and Annie is wearing Bouquet, a shimmery pink that matches her personality. Plus, Olive & June's polish is chip resistant and lasts for 7 days. Visit oliveandjune.com/lazygenius for 20% off your first Manny system. That's oliveandjune.com/lazygenius for 20% off your first Manny system.
Step 5. Make it a group thing. I'm super guilty of not doing this. I'll have an idea for a tradition and then I'll just spring it on everybody, assuming everyone is on board. That is not always the case. Besides, traditions are repeated because people want them to be repeated. So make sure everyone is on board before you start repeating something and bring people into the process on what your group wants to do. Very simple. Step 6, mark the moment first. Don't get hung up on creating a tradition. Again, traditions are just things we did once that we really liked that we decide on purpose to repeat. So first, just mark the moment. If you mark it and it was memorable or lovely or fun or whatever for the people involved, then you can consider doing it again. That's why step 3 is really important. Consider what you can repeat. What have you already done that you can repeat? But here in step 6, don't even think about the repeating. Just think about what moment you want to mark. What relationship do you want to mark? What season? What event? Just mark the moment first. Let it breathe. Step 7, write down this year's moments on next year's calendar. This is a way to set yourself up with steps 3 and 6 that we just talked about. If you do something this year, if you mark a moment, go ahead and add it to a digital calendar for the following year. If next year you come around to that thing and you're like, yeah, let's not, then it's not a tradition. It was a marked moment then and it was lovely, or maybe not, but you don't need to repeat it. But if you come upon a calendar item in a year that you're excited about, and if it involves others, like everyone else agrees on that thing too, then do it again. You might have a tradition on your hands. Step 8, check your expectations. This is always a good thing to do. When you're in an experience or you're about to start one, check your expectations. We put so much pressure on the idea of traditions. Somehow, if you're not doing them, you're not doing life right. There's something about tradition that implies a life well lived. And maybe to an extent, maybe that's a little true, simply because there's just intention behind marking moments. But if you put a lot of those expectations on the experience itself, the experience will likely disappoint you. If you want everybody to remember this thing or be smiling huge smiles the entire time or not be distracted by their phones or any number of like secretly small but powerful expectations, you'll be disappointed and maybe even resentful towards your people. So check your expectations. Don't put so much pressure on each tradition. Just do the thing, be a person, love your people. It's all going to be okay. Step 9, embrace your season of life. When you have little kids, certain traditions are a crapshoot. Just roll with it, right? If your marriage is struggling and your anniversary rolls around, the tradition of going out to the restaurant where you had your first date, it might feel really difficult. Use that as an invitation to be honest and loving towards your spouse about how you're feeling. If you're in a season of bad health or you've recently been diagnosed with something that brings with it chronic pain and the traditional like winter break ski trip just isn't in the cards for you, grieve the loss and then go take the fattest book you can with you into the lodge, enjoy the fireplace. You know, you can warmly welcome your people as they come in from the cold. I'm not saying that you should ignore the season you're in and pretend that everything is okay, but seasons are seasons and they change. But where you are right now, it might not line up with the way you want them to, the way that they've been, the way that you hope they will be. It's easy to let that disappointment affect everything. Instead, embrace your season of life. Consider how you can grieve the loss of whatever the season is, but then embrace the surprises that it might bring. And step 10, remember on purpose. Having space for regular reflection is such a gift, and it will help you name what might become a tradition in your life. Remember how you felt during a certain event or activity. Ask your people to remember how they felt. Ask them to remember something that they've enjoyed from the past 3 months. You're not trying to do like some cold research project. You're remembering on purpose, which actually has enough beauty on its own. But in the process of remembering and reflecting, be open to whatever experiences you might want to repeat next year. Go ahead and do step 7, which is to go ahead and write down the thing next year at that same time. Maybe you do it, maybe you don't when the time rolls around. But by remembering on purpose, you're giving yourself the open door of creating your own tradition if you want to. Okay, so to recap our 10 steps. Step one, name what matters. Step two, consider what you already do. Three, consider what you can repeat. Four, start small. Five, make it a group thing. Six, mark the moment first. Seven, write down this year's moments on next year's calendar. Eight, check your expectations. Nine, embrace your season of life. And 10, remember on purpose. I really believe that these steps will give you such a freeing framework to creating your own traditions. And if you're feeling overwhelmed by thinking about like an entire year's worth, start just with right now. Today is November 18th. Go through these steps just for like the next 6 weeks or whatever. You know, start small, even with using these steps, start small. I'm really excited about this for you guys, and I hope you feel encouraged in the process of creating your own traditions. There is no Instagram Live this week if you have questions about this, because I have an appointment right before our usual live time that might run over, and mostly because my middle son, Ben, is having a procedure on Friday. He'll be fine. He's getting some stuff removed from his face, but he, not like his nose. he has like a skin condition. But he has to be sedated and all the things. So I'm trying to leave Thursday as empty as I can for like my own personal space to prepare for being in the hospital all day with him the next day. I don't do that space well. That hospital thing. I don't know who does really, but like in all of the emergencies that my kids have experienced, my husband is the one who's been in the hard spots. He has like, he's held hands through spinal taps and during stitches. He spent days in the ICU with Ben when Ben was an infant. He had a blood infection when he was a week old. And he was there for most of that. I just break in half in hospitals. So all of that information to say, I will not be doing a live this week so that I can just like breathe and rest and prepare and be a person to be with Ben. And if you are someone who prays, I will certainly receive your prayers for Ben this week. And I'm very, very grateful for them. All right, friends, that's it for today. I'm so glad you listen and share and all the things. This Lazy Genius community is such a gift to me, and I hope it is to you too. Until next time, be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. I'm Kendra, and I'll see you next week.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.